FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Another ceasefire extension in the war between Israel and Hamas. Temporary truce in effect for another day to allow more hostages to be freed and more aid to get into Gaza. Meantime, there's been a deadly shooting at a bus stop in Jerusalem amid the ongoing conflict.
This is another example of the situation we're in, the endless war that we are fighting against terror organizations, especially Hamas, in these very complicated and challenging times.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Three people were killed and several more wounded in that Jerusalem shooting. Former Secretary of State in the 70s, Henry Kissinger, has died. He passed away last night at his Connecticut home at 100 years old. Kissinger, widely believed to be one of the most iconic and controversial diplomats in American history. And embattled New York Congressman George Santos holding a news conference later this morning, ahead of a vote to oust him from office on Friday. This is ABC News. Mark Cuban, owner of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, now starting to explain why he's selling the team. Emails to ABC affiliate WFAA says he's concerned about falling media revenues. A major restaurant chain now blaming a change to its menu for a bite to its bottom line. ABC's Brian Clark explains.
Red Lobster lost more than $11 million in the third quarter. That's right after the restaurant chain put Ultimate Endless Shrimp on its everyday menu. Those two facts are connected, according to Red Lobster's owner, Thai Union Group. Its plan succeeded, getting more customers in. Traffic was up by about 4%. But this also forced Red Lobster to raise the price of Ultimate Endless Shrimp to $25. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And it's not even December, but it's really starting to look a lot like Christmas in upstate New York. 42 inches of snow falling north of Syracuse. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss did not violate the state's open meeting laws. That's the ruling from Dane County Judge Frank Remington, who also says American Oversight can keep seeking records from the panel that recommended against impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz. New research links emissions from coal-fired power plants to about 500,000 premature deaths in the United States over the past two decades. Karen Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin.
A lot of wind and solar is being added to the electricity grid every day, which is really exciting to see in Wisconsin, across the Midwest, and it just needs to ramp up faster.
Gallagher's group is working for stricter emission standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Tournament time in Madison. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NCAA Women's Volleyball Tournament getting underway tonight at the UW Fieldhouse. The Badgers, with a record of 26-3, take on Jackson State. It's been an exciting journey, says head coach Kelly Sheffield.
You know, our wins against Nebraska or Iowa, we can talk about the draw. We're certainly excited about the draw and being able to host here opening weekend. Talk about Jackson State, we can go a lot of different directions. So just a great time of year.
Baseball, Devin Williams named the National League's best relief pitcher of the year. The Brewers closer had 36 saves in 61 games this season. NFL, the Packers host the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday Night Football.
You know, there's not many quarterbacks like Patrick Mahomes out there, and you combine him with guys like Travis Kelce, that's one of the best combinations in all of the National Football League.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday, will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country. Country.
to kill your middle finger. Rearview mirror supposed to make a country boy sad. I should be in my recliner, whiskey typing up one-liners, crying, trying to get you back. Yeah, I know how that country song goes. I'm supposed to be heartbroken. But I gotta bear my hand, and I gotta raise up high. I ain't gotta give him my damn ride. I can do this all night. Country done came to town. This town don't stand a chance. I holler at the ladies acting like crazy. New Luke Casey's fresh about the deer stand. Feeling this high.
It's Justin. Thanks for starting off your morning with me. Still one of my most requested songs. Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and Save Me.
So favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
Pretty girl stories and how he bought it easy. crazy dreams. Oh.
Wimpy day today here in the Northwoods, but we're all right with that. A Thursday, the 30th day of November, and yesterday we surpassed. We overachieved. We got to about 40, I think, for most of us yesterday. And they're saying 35, 36 for the high temp today. I'm going to go out on a limb and say close to 40 again. How about that? We're not going to see as much sunshine. Ended up being a real nice sunny day yesterday. Today, they say areas of freezing fog this morning, so be careful of that. And clouds yielding to sun, so we're not going to give up on that sun today. Winds will be northwest at about 5 to 15. Should be a good one around the Northwoods with highs of right around 35. We'll call it 17, 18 actually right now. We give you top, well, twice an hour news and sports updates. Let's get to that right now.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Another ceasefire extension in the war between Israel and Hamas. A temporary truce in effect for another day to allow more hostages to be freed and more aid to get into Gaza. Meantime, there's been a deadly shooting at a bus stop in Jerusalem amid the ongoing conflict.
This is another example of the situation we're in, the endless war that we are fighting against terror organizations, especially Hamas, in these very complicated and challenging times.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog. Three people were killed and several more wounded in that Jerusalem shooting. Former Secretary of State in the 70s, Henry Kissinger, has died. He passed away last night at his Connecticut home at 100 years old. Kissinger, widely believed to be one of the most iconic and controversial diplomats in American history. And embattled New York Congressman George Santos holding a news conference later this morning ahead of a vote to oust him from office on Friday. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The head of the Universities of Wisconsin privately suggested that chancellors eliminate liberal arts programs at low-income campuses. That's according to emails obtained by the Daily Cardinal student newspaper at UW-Madison. On September 1st, Jay Rothman told chancellors it would be part of a long-term path to stabilize the UW system's finances. A UW spokesperson says Rothman values liberal arts education. Quick Trip is recalling some fruit that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Wisconsin company and the Food and Drug Administration say the recall is for three pre-cup, fruit cup, and tray products. The products use True Fresh cantaloupe, which have the potential for salmonella contamination. The fruit cups and trays were also on the shelves at Quick Star, Stop and Go, and Tobacco Outlet Plus stores. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's Butternut's Christmas in the Village. At the Butternut Village Hall, you can find a photo op area with Santa from noon to 2 p.m. And there will be cookies and hot chocolate available from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can find a food stand sponsored by Butternut Girls Basketball with a bar open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And downtown businesses in Butternut Community Park will have vendors. Then from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., there will be music in the park by Iron Mule.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks are in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face off tonight against the Bulls, but Milwaukee will be without Pat Connaughton. He suffered a sprained ankle against the Heat in Miami and could miss the next few games. The Bucks learn they will host the Knicks next Tuesday night for the in-season tournament quarterfinals. College football. Wisconsin backup quarterback Miles Burkett announced he's headed for the transfer portal. He thanked Paul Christ and Luke Fickell. Burkett was a star high school quarterback in Franklin, Wisconsin, but says he's disappointed he never got any playing time this year. NFL, it's the Packers and the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football. I asked Jordan Love if he's been impressed with rookie tight end Tucker Kraft as a possible receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I was definitely surprised by that in the Chargers game. You know, you see stuff in practice, but obviously sometimes in practice we're not live, so you can't see guys breaking tackles, things like that. And just like I said, I think it's something that the more he gets the ball, he's going to get more comfortable, and he's going to be doing more of that.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And as your Oino Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa, available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more. At Panasia Oino Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8, and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
What is the meaning behind Movember?
It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm gonna go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 month voice plan. First month service charge and taxes with sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Things that don't matter, way too much. Let the way back winds in my
to go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been so very nice.
I'll hold your hands just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What you're
my father hurting. Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
but
hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink
I'll
more.
I'll put some records on while you pour.
The neighbors might
baby, be. It's bad out there.
Say what's in
no
this dream.
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes
how
are like starlight
to
now.
Break this spell.
I'll take your hat and your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
my
sir.
Trisha, and it's really not, but it may be by then, by Christmas time. We're in for a wimpy stretch of weather here, continuing with temperatures in that 35 to 40 range here for the foreseeable future. Really no mention of any significant snow until we get maybe to Sunday. Sunday has a 40% chance. Basically, between now and Sunday, there's like nothing, not even a 10% chance. And then after that, it's hard to tell. You get much more than 5 or 7 days. It's really not even worth talking about. But a little bit of precip maybe on Sunday. Temperatures on the high end in that 35 range. We warmed up about, 4 or 5 degrees warmer than we were supposed to yesterday. And I think part of that is the snow that we had burnt off with the sunshine. A lot of sunshine yesterday. And I think we'll see the sun build in again. For today, winds will be northwest. If you're out in the woods today, at about 5 to 15 winds out of the northwest. We'll get to news sports coming up a little bit after 7 o'clock. We've got high school sports on the docket for you tonight over on 103.1. Prentice at Butternut Boys. And then we've got the Bucks right here on 98Q Country tonight.
Mophie's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends, whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s. The chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday will reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Way back on the river.
Every note just wrapped around his soul. From steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Didn't care about trying to change, no. I gave my
favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Top of the morning to you. Final day of November. Winter is, it's still fall. I mean, it's technically fall. Winter doesn't start till what, mid-December or whatever it does there. But usually by this time of the year, we're used to some warmer stuff and snow. Usually we have some snow on the ground, but that snow part just isn't going to happen here for a while. We're optimistically going to look at 40 today. National Weather Service tells us 35, but we overachieved yesterday, so why not try again today? And we'll see little, if any, precipitation. There are some areas of freezing fog this morning. So if you're traveling out in the rural areas and you kind of sense a little mist, a little foggy mist in the area, be careful. Be careful with that out there as temperatures are lingering at about 17 degrees right now. Words of wisdom for this final day of November 2023. Focus on the family is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Of all the life lessons you hope to teach your children, money management is one of the easiest to overlook. Issues like sex, social pressure, and depression get a lot of attention, and rightfully so. But wise money management is a critical life skill every child ought to learn. To teach your children how to manage money well, here are a few things to keep in mind. First, model good money management habits yourself. Values aren't taught, they're caught. Teaching our kids what's right is important, but so is modeling what's right. Second, connect money directly to work. Children of all ages benefit from completing simple, age-appropriate tasks. Parents, you need to instill discipline, teach responsibility, and develop a strong work ethic in your children. Beyond the money itself, children gain a lot from earning the things they want. Third, teach your children to save. Help them to open their own savings account and teach them to set aside a small portion of their allowance each week. They'll benefit financially, and they'll learn the value of delayed gratification. Finally, help your children develop a spirit of generosity. Create opportunities for them to discover how their resources can bless people in need. As the great John Wesley taught his children, earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can. That's not only a great recipe for wise money management, it's a great recipe for life. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. You heard right, and up to $35 an hour based on experience. The Wheelway Service Department has an opening for a service technician. Make up to $35 an hour based on experience. Training will be provided. Up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Now may be the time, the perfect time, for a change. Stop in and inquire at Wheelway, Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
This year, Staples will not be celebrating the holidays. Instead, we're celebrating the holiday deals with amazing savings for the holiday season. Save 60% on custom holiday cards. Save 60% on custom invitations. And save 60% on custom photo gifts like mugs and calendars. During Staples holiday deals, it's not about the ho-ho-ho. It's about saving do-do-do. Save 60% on custom cards, invitations, and photo gifts today at Staples. Ends 12-2. Visit staples.com/print for more details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine with highs in the mid-30s. Winds turning to the northwest at 5 to 10. Then for tonight, partly cloudy and calm, a low of 13. For Friday, still looking to stay dry, sunny to partly cloudy conditions with a high of 31. Mostly cloudy then for your Saturday in the lower 30s, with a chance for some light snow looking at your Sunday, we'll reach a high of 33. Monday, mostly cloudy, a low 30s, and for Tuesday, headed up to 32. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 21.
Dave's New Country. Dave's New Country. I'm feeling someone
Q Country.